Object orientation. Java is an object-oriented programming language. Part of the philosophy behind object orientation is that programmers should be able to use off-the-shelf components in the same way that engineers do in the real world. Thus, when an electronics engineer decides to create a new graphics card or washing machine controller, they don't create every integrated circuit from scratch. They generally use pre-created off-the-shelf components with some custom configuration. In the world of software design, there has been a long and rather unfortunate history of constantly reinventing the wheel. It seems that there are a million ways of performing common programming tasks such as searching and sorting. If programmers could reuse off-the-shelf components, they could then get on with a really creative part of software creation rather than getting bogged down in the low-level details. Object orientation in Java and most object languages is performed using the idea of classes, and these are self-contained bundles of code and data that have their own behavior. Methods. The behavior of an object is set up in its methods, which are callable chunks of code, in a similar way to subroutines in structured programming languages such as C or Pascal. The difference between a method in Java and a function in C is that in Java, the method belongs to the instance of a class, whereas in C, a function belongs to the currently running program. If you're new to object orientation, the terminology can be a little confusing at first, but it soon becomes second nature. In Java, every object is a descendant of a great-grandparent class called Object.